BOE back in session. All right. We have BOE number 330 and 331. You have two of them?
Yeah.
Okay. And 330 looks like 110 Cottonwood Circle. And is that a vacant lot, or what is that?
It's being built on right now. There's nothing active on it right now.
It's being built on?
There is a house being built on it, yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of why we were concerned that it got switched from 100% residential to 100% commercial.
Okay, so you got it.
Because there's nothing active on it.
And it hasn't been occupied or anything? Okay. Is it still being built at the moment?
Still being built. As a matter of fact, we're actually getting ready to do the final payment on it, so it will be completed here sometime next week.
Which number are we talking about?
This is BOE 330. He's indicating that it's not completed yet.
Okay.
And then BOE 331, is that something that's completed?
When you say what number?
195 Meadowbrook.
The 195 Meadowbrook. Yeah, that one, we run that as a nightly rental. Our concern on that is that it's always been taxed at 65% residential, 35% commercial until this last year, and it was bumped to 100% commercial.
You mean 25-75, you mean? Or 60?
Well, it was 65-35. I've heard that a lot of people are getting 75-25, but if you look at our numbers, it's always been 65-35 for the last 2 years.
Interesting.
I'm not sure why that is. All right, so had you been into BOE before and gotten that classification on that property?
No, it's the first time here.
Okay, had you previously been sending in numbers on how much rented it or something? I'm just
curious. We bought it as an active rental, so it might have been maybe the previous owner. Previous owner was out of St. Louis. I know he ran it for a couple of years, I know.
Okay.
So it might have been from him. Last year, it was kept the same.
Okay, you all live in Springfield?
Springfield.
Okay. And so are these the only two properties you have in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. And you're building one, but you already have one. Okay.
Yeah, the 195 Meadowbrook, we got that 2 years ago. So that one's, we've had that a couple of years.
Okay.
In the last 2 years, we've paid taxes on the 65-35. And then
And is it just the classification, or are you okay with the values?
The values are fine. Yeah, we're not contesting the values. It's just the classification. We're just concerned at being at 100%, only because we do use both of them for private use as well.
Well, here's what we've been doing, okay? And nightly rental has been a big issue, and Mr. Davis here has several of them coming up. But we have been, on the first property that you're using in a nightly rental program, we've been giving a break. We do 25% commercial, 75% residential, which equates to about 39 weeks worth of residential. So however much family you have, we're pretty sure you're going to have plenty of vacation time for that first one.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you have any more than that, then every house after that you're in a nightly rental program, they are 100% commercial.
Okay.
And if you don't like that ruling, you can always go to the State Tax Commission.
Yeah.
Somebody probably already is going to the State Tax Commission, or will have something at some point, but that's what we've been doing with them.
Okay.
Now, the first one on 330, I need to hear from the assessor, because it doesn't sound like that should have got a commercial notice if they haven't even got it completed yet.
I guess everything around them is commercial, and that's why they were put commercial. But the value, as he said, is correct. So.
Okay. So the value is still there right now, but it's you saying you got a card on this that it?
Yeah, I brought it with me. Make sure I got the right one here.
As of January 1,
it got switched basically to, basically it's just 100% commercial on there.
Because
it shows last year it was, I don't have my glasses. Can you read that?
Do you need it?
Is this property that's being built going to be higher value than the?
Well, yeah. So it looks like maybe the appraised value is just the lot, because if you look at the previous year and this year, I think the value is the same. It's just they went from 100% residential to 100% commercial, so the value didn't change.
Well, that should. I mean, generally that doesn't happen until the building's completed. So yeah. I guess I'm a little.
Right, but I mean, if you look at the picture, you've started the foundation, correct?
Oh yeah, it's being built for sure.
Right.
It just, you know, it's just
right. And for this assessment year, we will be adding in 24, you know, the building to it. But right now, they've got your, from what they're looking at your foundation, and you're saying it is going to be a nightly rental.
Yeah.
And so that's why they have it on there that way. So.
Well, so would that apply for next year instead of this year?
But until the building is completed, is it anything but residential? I mean, I don't. It's not.
Do you have other nightly rentals around you?
Not on either side. There's some farther around the side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I know, like.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to have a conversation with the assessor here about the question. I mean, we could. When do you expect the building to be completed? When do you expect it to be in?
We should have the occupancy next week. Or actually, I think he texted me right on the way down. I think they're supposed to be getting that today, but I don't think we'll be technically closing on it until next week.
I mean, this is a January 1 determination, is it not? So, I mean, the thing is that if this one's more valuable, they're going to want to come back to 24 and put this one as the 2575 and the other one is the old one at the 100%. In other words, the way our ruling goes, you've got two of them. One of them is going to be 100% commercial. People always pick the 7525 to be the most valuable.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now it's not even completed.
You can do what you want. Again, in 24, it'll all be on and it'll all be
right.
Commercial. And but I can't change his other property.
Right. Okay.
It's 24. So I can't do it in an even
could
year.
Could you do an abatement for the one putting it at August the 1st?
I mean, if you think it's going to be online August 1st, I suppose we could do. I mean, we could. If the one that's being built is going to be online August 1st and it's going to be the more valuable one, I mean, we can put it. I don't know if that really helps.
It won't be active by August 1st. There's no way.
Okay. All right. I mean, we could just keep that residential and classify the other one, and then once that one goes online, they can switch them if they want to.
So do we have that option next year? We could switch that? So is that kind of how you're reeling it?
That's what we've been doing. She's going to send out a questionnaire to whenever, you know, about nightly rental. And so if you answer those questions, it'll... And, you know, I don't know if you have a designation there, or do you just automatically, if they say I've got two, do you pick the other one, or do you? What have you been doing?
I put them all on at 100% commercial. You're the ones who are changing these. And so what I'm telling you is if they want something different for 24, if this is a nightly rental, they're going to have to appeal in 24 on both of their properties, and you're going to have to change it. Because
at present, that's how it is. You're going to have to appeal. Okay, but... Hopefully we can get to something that will not cause that. But in any event, on BOE 330, I would make a motion that we reclassify that as residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. On BOE 331, I make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. We've already explained what the situation is, so for now, that's the way it'll be, and thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for meeting with us.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr.
David, can we go off the record for a moment?
Sure. Well, be in recess for a few minutes.